The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, if you haven't figured it out, I kind of like to talk. You know, I do it for 2.5 hours every day and usually for an hour or 2 hours every weekend. But there is nothing that I love to talk about more than God's Word. And I love to hear our listeners share verses of Scripture, favorite verses of Scripture, and I've got some zoo tickets to give away. I've given away 2 4-packs, and I've got just a few more. If you want to call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and share either your favorite verse of Scripture or a favorite, a verse of Scripture that has spoken to you recently, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to give you some tickets. Next up is Jeanette in Columbus. Jeanette, welcome. Thank you for calling Bob Burney Live.
Hi, mine is Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God all things are possible." You know, it speaks to me because when life seems to be too much and you feel like you just can't take any more, I have to remember, you know, God is by my side, and through him I can do anything.
Well, that is so true. You know, of course, that's our state motto, with God all things are possible.
Right.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Jeanette. Thank you. Has that had special significance to you recently, or is that just a verse that has ministered to you for a long time?
Recently, just, you know, going through struggles, everyday struggles, just got to remember, remind myself, God is with me, you know, and he'll carry me through what I can't do.
Well, so very, very true. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, Jeanette, and Jeff is going to get your contact information, and we will have a family 4-pack of tickets to the zoo in Zumbezi Bay coming your way very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you are absolutely welcome, and thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing your scripture with us, all right?
Yep, thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you so much. And next, we're going to go to the Berg. That's Mechanicsburg, and we've got Dwayne, otherwise known as TK, on the line. TK, how are you?
All right, how are you doing today?
All right. You know, the Berg is one of my favorite places. My wife and I love coming to Mechanicsburg.
Me and my wife moved out here about a little over a year and a half ago.
Is that right?
We're Columbus transplant.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
My scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path." And the Lord's just been laying that on my heart a lot lately because I tend to lean on my own understanding way too much.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for me and my wife this year. It's got me igniting all my way.
Are you still there?
Yeah,
okay, you broke up. You broke up for a minute, and I was just praying that we didn't lose you because I want to send these tickets. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 have been one of my favorites for such a long time because, TK, we do lean on our own understanding so often. We spend so much wasted time trying to figure it all out rather than just trusting God.
I know. Praise God because he's done a lot for me and my family this year. And I just, I love acknowledge him more nowadays than myself.
Yeah. Well, amen to that. It's interesting because I was just in email correspondence with a pastor there in Mechanicsburg. And Mechanicsburg Baptist, Pastor Scott Salee there is a very dear friend. And we were just communicating with each other just a few minutes ago, and then I see the call from Mechanicsburg.
Yes, we know the pastor, yeah.
Well, when you see him, give him my greetings, all right?
Oh, I sure will.
All right. Have you been to the Columbus Zoo?
I have, but not recently.
All right. Well, with our compliments, we're going to be getting a family four-pack out to you very soon. And again, if you want to go to Zumbeezy Bay, you better do it soon because they shut that down pretty quick. So anyway, TK, thank you so much for calling. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff is going to get to you just as soon as he possibly can. All right? So hang on.
All right.
All right. God bless you. And all right, I've got one set of tickets left. That's all. I have one pack of tickets left, and those are going to go to Matt in Washington Courthouse. Hey, Matt, how are things in courthouse today?
All a bit warm.
You know, when I came into the office, it was just in the mid-70s, and I thought, oh, this isn't as hot as it was supposed to be. But I haven't been outside for a while, so it did warm up?
Yeah. I just kind of go out to take my doggy out when he's got to go out and do his business.
Yeah,
you know?
I know all about that. Yeah, okay. Well, hey, Matt, what is the verse of Scripture that you want to share with us?
Well, I hope it's not too of a negative thought, but several years ago, it kind of kept me from committing suicide.
Really?
Yeah, it's Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I know it's awful funny to say something like it, where you think, well, John 3:16 and things like that, all happy, happy, but, you know, God has his judgmental side.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes we need to be reminded of that.
Boy, that is so true, Matt. It is. And I think that's one of the problems of the age that we're living in. We're only emphasizing the grace of God and the love of God, and we have forgotten almost completely about the fact that we serve a holy God and we serve a just God. And without Christ, we do not have a promising future to look forward to. We have hell to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better take your life, you know, your gift of life pretty seriously.
Isn't it interesting, Matt, how God knows what we need when we need it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Well, I am so grateful that you shared that, Matt. I really do. I really do. I didn't expect Revelation 20:15 to be one of the favorite verses, but as I said, God knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and my goodness, if God used that to cause you to think twice about taking your own life, I am so grateful for that.
Oh, yeah, it was a big influence.
And you're doing better now.
Oh, yeah. I still have my bad days, but, you know.
Yeah?
I know that. Better things around the corner.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. Have you been to the Columbus Zoo lately?
It's been a while. Me and a friend, we went there for Christmas, and I'm trying to win the tickets for him and his wife, maybe.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, we're going to get a family four-pack to you, so you can share with others.
They claim they were going to adopt me, but they haven't yet.
You know? All right, Matt, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and Jeff's going to get to you and get your contact information. But thank you, and praise God you're doing better. Hang in there, brother, all right?
All right.
Be encouraged. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Now, that is not a verse you would think someone would share as one of their favorite verses of Scripture. But, folks, listen. The warnings in Scripture are just as important, just as significant as the rewards. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. So often we forget about that hell to shun thing. So I'm blessed by that. Well, the tickets are gone. All of the tickets are gone to all of you who called and those who tried to call just now and were informed we didn't have tickets. I apologize. I gave out as many as we could. So thank you. Love to hear. Now, I don't have any tickets left, but maybe you still want to call and share a verse of Scripture. Just to share it and to encourage me and to encourage others in our audience. I would love to hear from you. I don't have tickets to give you, but I'd still love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVES, the telephone number. 877-262-5483. Bob Burney Live will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I love this audience. This is not knocking those who call to share a verse in order to get free zoo tickets. Not in any way, shape, or form. Not in any way, shape, or form. But I've got almost full phone lines with people who just want to share verses, knowing they're not going to get anything. They just want to share part of God's word. I love that. And first up is Annette in Columbus. Annette, thank you for calling and welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Bob. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I can't wait to hear your favorite Bible verse.
Well, it's not really my favorite, but you said a favorite Bible verse or one that has really impacted your life.
Yes.
So this will probably soon be my favorite, but this has really impacted my life. I was studying in Joel, and we had a Bible study class about it. Joel, the second chapter, verse 13. And it says, "And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." That is so powerful to me. It has just been watering my soul ever since I read it and stumbled upon it.
Thank
you for letting me share it.
I already have a sermon outline written down.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's powerful.
What? Because the rending the garments was this outward show of, oh, I'm so sorry. But
I know, it
didn't always mean that anything happened with the heart. And God is concerned about the heart.
It's just time to quit faking it and playing around with it. You know, dry your tears and get real with Christ. Let's just quit, making all this extra noise and, poor me, whoa. Let's just rend our hearts and be real with God. He knows our hearts anyway.
Well, that's so true.
I love that scripture.
Well,
it's really been encouraging.
I'm already working on a sermon.
Praise God.
Annette, thank you so much for calling.
And thank you for allowing it.
All right, absolutely. I wish I had tickets to give you.
No, I was actually thinking. I was like, man, I hope he just lets me share it even with that once the tickets are gone. So,
all right, and that.
Good.
Hey, but he sure is. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
All right, we're going to travel over to Lancaster, Ohio, and we're going to talk to Debbie. Hi, Debbie. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I'm glad to be here, and I want to say amen to Annette. Scripture and how we need to really get real with Jesus. But my scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. I have a plan for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you future and a hope. And I've shared that so many times with so many people to know that there is a plan for them, and that to trust in the Lord, even Christians. They, you know, we're just some of us are farther ahead than others and understand it. But I got a friend that really struggles with that. And yeah. So I just keep telling her that. And that has meant so much to me.
And you know, the wonderful thing about that verse is that in the context, the children of Israel were under God's judgment. God was judging them, but he was not doing it to harm them.
Right.
He was doing it for their good.
Good. Yes.
He, you know, and that's even when God chastises us and either allows or causes us to go through difficult times, it is not to hurt us. It's not to harm us. It is for our good.
Right. That's right. That's right. He loves us. And we just need to know who our Creator is.
Yeah.
So many people don't know him.
Oh,
and
that's
realize.
So true.
And so, I'm kind of nervous about this. I'm sitting here taking deep breaths as I wait for you to. But anyhow, there's another scripture if I could think of it right now. I can't.
Sure.
But there is that we should not be that we could not be without knowing that God really is real. Is that Romans 21?
I'm not.
I think it's Romans 21 or 21, and it's about creation,
okay.
His invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, being seen. That no one should be without excuse to know that there is a God.
Amen. Amen. So, well, Debbie, thank you so much. God bless you. You've blessed me today, and I'm so grateful that you called.
Well, thank you for your show. We really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. That's so encouraging.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go to Preston in Cincinnati. And Preston, we got about 1 minute and 10 seconds, brother. That's all I've got. Give me your verse.
Here we go. Isaiah 2:22. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. And I think about that that fake media that says that stuff is false and not true.
Yeah,
and I can rest in God's word and know that it's true, and don't have to listen to man in his ways.
Boy, do we need to be reminded of that constantly.
Yes.
You know, the world and the men around us are making so much noise today, and we can get really discouraged if we listen to the noise of the world rather than the voice of God.
Right. Get in the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in the word.
Something I've said through the keep your nose in the book.
Keep your nose in the book. That's
keep
right.
your
That's
nose right. in the book. Preston,
That's right.
That's it
right.
is always a blessing to talk to you. And I got to go. Thanks so much.
All right. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And I hope to see many of you over at Genoa Baptist in Westerville. I'll be there in about 45 minutes, if I can get there through the traffic. I'm teaching the adult Bible study tonight at Genoa Baptist. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.